The campaign towards a royal commission into veterans' suicides is a step closer with a motion passing Parliament this week. Negotiations are underway as the Prime Minister pushes for a permanent national commissioner for veterans' suicides. Today, in relation to the passing, we're looking into a program that supports veterans diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, by pairing them with an assistance dog. In 2019, the Department of Veterans Australia worked with La Trobe University to trial a program. Now, 2 years later, La Trobe continues to train puppies to become mental health assistance dogs to ultimately live with veterans to reduce their symptoms of post-traumatic stress. We are joined now by the lead researcher of the program, Dr. Tiffany Howell. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure to have you on the show. So I wanted to start off by asking, how can assistant dogs support veterans diagnosed with PTSD? How can they help with day-to-day activities?
That's a good question. And it's not something that's really cut and dried because PTSD is a highly individualized disorder. So what one person with PTSD needs in terms of support from an assistance dog will vary from what another person with PTSD needs. But in general, some of the things that an assistance dog might be able to do for somebody with PTSD is to give them an enhanced sense of independence so that they have confidence to go out and engage with others in their community. And some of the specific tasks that the dogs that we're working with might be trained for are, for example, to wake a person from a nightmare. So if a person is having a nightmare that's related to their PTSD, that can result in sleep dysfunction over time. And so we can train dogs to wake the client up from having a nightmare so that, first of all, it interrupts the nightmare. But then second of all, the person isn't alone at night in the dark with the memory. So that's one of the things that we might train if one of the clients needs that assistance. Another one that we might train is to alert the client or the veteran that they're becoming distressed or too highly stressed so that the person can remove themselves from that situation if possible. Also, if it looks like they might be having a dissociation episode where they have like a flashback, the dog can be trained to alert them that that's about to happen and hopefully stop it from happening in the first place. But if not, if the person continues to dissociate, then the dog can be trained to take that person back to the last safe place where they were. So if they're out in public, they can go somewhere safe so that they can have the flashback without having to be put into some sort of danger to themselves. So those are just some of the examples.
And can you tell us about the program at La Trobe University? How does it work, the training?
Yeah, so basically, as you mentioned at the top, it's funded by the Department of Veterans Affairs. And we're working with an assistance dog provider organization called Centre for Service and Therapy Dogs Australia, or CSTDA. And what we're doing is we are training up assistance dogs for 20 veterans with PTSD. And the dogs, the reason La Trobe is involved is because the dogs are being raised by staff and students at La Trobe. So just to give you a little bit of background, in order to provide an assistance dog to somebody with PTSD, you can't just take them in as a puppy and say, you know, here you go. They have to be fully trained adult dogs. So for the first year of that puppy's life, while they're, you know, being raised and developed and learning how to support veterans and also just to be good dogs, they're being raised by staff and students at La Trobe. So that's how we're involved. And they do the socialization, so they make sure that the dogs experience lots of different, you know, things and people and, you know, places and so on. And then they also are assisted in the more formal training by trainers at CSTDA.
Now, you mentioned there that you work closely, La Trobe works closely with Department of Veterans Affairs for this program. And it's kind of interesting to see how the work and the policies and the programs around PTSD dogs has developed over the last couple of years.
Yes.
In 2019, the Department of Veterans Affairs introduced the DVA Psychiatric Assistant Dog Program. What impact has the La Trobe PTSD assistance dog program had so far for veterans?
Yeah, look, so we're about almost 3 years into a four-year program, so we don't have the full results of the, you know, impact on the veterans and the veteran community. So we're still waiting for the final results, but some of our preliminary results are showing that increased independence and that increased sense of confidence and empowerment to engage in the community. It looks like we're seeing some reduction in symptoms. So people still have PTSD if they have an assistance dog, but it's a little bit easier to manage. And this is also reflected in research coming out of other parts of the world, like the US and Canada. So the dogs do seem to be having a really big impact on the people who, you know, their owners. But it's important to keep in mind though that they're not the complete solution. So it's not that you just give somebody a dog and say, here you go, best of luck, and that dog solves all the problems. There's still a lot of work to do around, you know, making sure that, of course, the dog's needs are met, but also that the dog is working effectively with their veteran. So it's not a, you know, sort of just here you go, here's your dog, and off you go. There's a lot more involved than that.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. We are out of time, but I do want to just really quickly ask you what's next for the program?
Well, the program is scheduled to finish in June of next year, but we are hoping that the puppy raising program can continue so that we can continue to provide support for other veterans in need and also other populations of people with disability who want to benefit from an assistance dog.
Tiffany, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.